So eventually we got a patient. So Mele, and the Nevet is not a fraud. The Nevet is not a fraud. So the Gemara asks, if an Nevet, according to Rabbi, the Nevet is not a full Ochi, he is Ochi, but not a full Ochi. So an Nevet should be kosher. In other words, so we see that the Goy is certainly populated. Why? Because he is not Ochi. Sheker, he is the Ochi. So a Goy is not Ochi, so he's certainly populated. But especially according to the Judah, that sometimes Ochid means a full Ochid, so we can say the reason why I made it for later is because it's not a full Ochid. But according to Rabbi of the Judah, that the Nevet is considered Ochid with respect to everything, so why is the Nevet for later? So the Gemara says, well, now it's from Gazlan, Ishore, oh, I guess they are good. So we see, Rabbi Meir, he says, I feel Rabbi Meir, have a boy left every lady that's Mishim Dichsiv Sheker on Ochid, because the Gemara has to catch it. Why is it a Nevet kosher lady? So the more resorts to a certain Yalfuset, because they learn out from Gazlan. But Mitzad Ochi, he is kosher. Mitzad Ochi, he is kosher. Avul in the Tichovim, the Lach of Ochi, who? Pshigar the Post. But in the Tichovim, who is not Ochi, so he is certainly possible. According to everyone. Even according to the Rabbono. That means Rabbi Meir. The Chivim, the Lach of Meir, is Nino. Ho Yuhu, Afil Kosh Torres, Ho Elim, Bachoi. So it's Chovim is not there. So now, how many reasons did Tesis mention as to why he gets signed by Goyim is possible? Four reasons. One is because he's not Ben Chrisis. A second reason is because it's not Lishmo. A third reason because it's not Ben Shlichas. A fourth reason because the Goy is possible. So the first three reasons apply only to get. They don't have a general application. But the fourth reason has general application. Some Melee, other stories too signed by Goyish judges should be possible. So he says, Enochanam, that neither I say, a star signed by judges, so even those who are only Raya Baalne, let's say star Mechire, so it's possible. Elot accounted Rabbonon, who he had come with Adu, say she emes, Limar and Avshai. But there is a Konez Chachomim, that a star that is only Raya should be kosher, but it's only with Rabbonon that is kosher, but with Raya it's possible. And that Rabbonon can only apply to star Raya, where the purpose is to ascertain the fact, או מקום בו כשתמתוני קומה לכמה דחת דברנו, אבל גם דיקום לליקושתי קומה משום דערי אם כאן שתה. ומאי במקנינו לו במסירה ורבלזיה, היכה לקוס לישראל, ומיסלו אלו מטעם, מזוי את מתיכה, of course, הכל איתה רבלזיה, ותהי במסירה קארטה, so even if they get it signed by going, so it's still kosher with the right, because they במסירה על ישראל. But then it's possible with the רבולון, because of מזוי את מתיכה. Anyway, תהיה שיטה יש, that story is oil is bachoi, shtarai, oil is bachoi, that it's kosher, so it's only Rabbonim it's kosher, but Midrash is kosher. Why? Because the Goy is postulated. But we know that the judges don't lie, so the answer, so it's not a pshat in Tesis. They don't lie with Rabbonim, they don't lie, but Midrash they do lie. If they don't lie, they don't lie. But the answer is, there is a locher, even we got the story right, even whether the objective is to ascertain the fact. But there is still a Tirtakosuf al Tishnayim Eidim Yochum Dov. In other words, Bezdin can only act on the basis of testimony given by two Eidim Kshere. And if let's say, there is no testimony by Eidim Kshere, let's say by craving, so even if the craving happens to be Meshavar, do we have any slakes as to whether they tell the truth or not? No, it's a Loch al Tishnayim Eidim Yochum Dov. So Bezdin, there is no Kiyar Bezdin without Eidim. So the Gemara in Ksumes says that if Bezdin, let's say, saw a certain rear in the daytime, so then they can act on the basis of that rear. Because when they shmiya kilim rear, Bashenkin, if they saw at night, then we don't apply the principle of rotation kilim rear, because there is no Kabbalah Seder, Balailo. So then the Bezdin themselves, the members, two of the Bezdin, who saw, they must stand before another bed and testify. They can fall another bed. So the question arises now, the Mishira says the Kachos. After all, if it's only Mivrure, so why do they have to testify? After all, they know. Two, they saw at night. So what if they saw at night? But they still know the facts. The facts are, I mean, there is no doubt as to the facts. So let them just render it not being on the basis of the facts that they know. The answer is no. Bezdin has no keach to render tzaddin on the basis of the fact that Bezdin knows. So they know, even if they saw themselves. It's a halacha al tishnayim eidim yochum dovo. Bezdin has the care to render its tagzin only if it's based upon Hagodah Seder. But if they saw by Yehim, so then there is only a slight tagzin that will help fish me doing it here. So then it's considered as if the head is not going to say it. But if they saw by Lilo, we cannot apply the Aloha with the Shmir doing it here. So then Bezdin cannot render its tagzin. Now, which is the best of the Kosovo? How is Tayle Yochum Dovo? Even if we know the fact. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnah Sanhedrin that if a Novi will come and say, let's say, someone was here, even our resort, not only if one Novi will come, two Novi will come. So Bezdin cannot be done because it's a local Tishnaim in Yochum Dov. Bezdin can be done only on the basis of Agode Seder. What is Agode Seder? When they testify as they're here, not if they testify because of an Alpiyahimo. So even though, as far as the bureau is concerned, so of course Novi is the biggest bureau conceivable, but it's a locha of Pishnai Meir Yochum Dovo. So even by Mominet, let's say the Shite, two Achoyes Lemar and Avshare, but still, Aveides are going. Goyes was later. So even though the purpose is to ascertain the fact, but there is no key of Bezdin without Agoda Seder. And Goyim are was later. But inasmuch as the facts are established, so the Chachomim are mistaken, that it should be valid. So where was the Chachomim mistaken in Gavish Shtori Raya? Where the purpose is ascertaining the fact. What story matone, short king, they're not. So even with Rabbanon it's what? That's basic. From the Tesis 3 it's mashma, that the Tesis 3 and that Yudom and Beit, where the Gemara says, Vishleime necham chiyoy zute kamayu dikone, ushtore rai baume, udilo yoy zute kamayu lahave maran apshay, vikasone. Shtore. So Shtore Rai Baume, so it's mashma, so from the Tesis 3, it says, inasmuch as Libra Sadr Eli Shakre, so what difference does it make, whether they are Israelim or they are going? We know the fact, so it's mashma from the Russian, that it's valid with the Raisa. Now, what's the Pshat, it's valid with the Raisa? It doesn't mean that by Raisa, so he goes to Kosovo. But it means that Bezdin, that it's three Israeli countries. And I mentioned that in Boa Basra, that it's three holds, where the purpose is with Rura Baume, so then other Berurim are also effective. We don't need any. Two, if an Ezechot comes and testifies, so then we cannot be Mikabel, so the answer is because an Ezechot is not a Biru already. Two, he didn't have no money, but an Ezechot has no money. So even if the Ezechot happens to be Rabbi Gvega himself, we know he's not a liar. So it doesn't matter. Why? Because that's not considered a biro. You see, a biro is something that can be generally applied. But if the biro consists in the fact because Bezdin happens to know this person, so that's not considered a biro. A biro has to have general application. So that's why we cannot be done on the basis of Bunde. But if, first of all, Shittas HaRambam means the thing of an army. That let's say if an Ezechot comes before Bezdin and Bezdin knows this Ezechot wouldn't lie, so then Bezdin can pass on the basis of our God by Ezechot also. But the Rosh is Chelik on the Rambam. So we don't have to say that this is really agrees with the Shittas of Rambam. That this really could agree with the Shittas of Rosh. And still say that Achoyes is valid with the Raisa. Why? Because Achoyes is an Umdene. It's like Miriam. It's a general Umdene. In other words, it's not based upon the peculiar judgment of Ben. It's always like that. Achoyes never lies. So melee, so it's effective, even though it's not in this. Because like Rog, like Chazoke, like all the ruling. You see, like all the ruling. Tasteless whole the Tenoch Name, that we Ben couldn't render it Sabdin on the basis of Rog or Chazoke. The reason is why Bezdin can render it Sagdin, let's say on the basis of Miyeh, is, as the Ramban mentions in Suvet, because by the Nemomenes there is, besides the Aloha of Edes, of the Nemomenes of Edes, there is also a Nemomenes of Baldovo. It doesn't mean that the Baldovo is never an old pilot, but there are certain situations where the Baldovo has Nemomenes because on his pilot, as a Baldovo. Now let's say, we say, Chazok in Otoriya Bishazman. So we say, Rumi says to Shimon Moni Uriotcho, and it's still Tiazmane, and he says, I return it to you. So he has to pay. So in other words, Rubin can collect. Why? Because Chazok in Priya Tiazmane. So the Shach says, That is only if there is a tiny boy by Reuben. But suppose Reuben himself says, I don't know, Reuben says to Shimon, now I know that I lent you money for 5 years, and I lent you the money only a year ago, and I was very sick and I forgot so many things, so I don't remember whether you paid me or you didn't pay me. But I'm assuming that you didn't pay up because Chazok in the Priya bears money. And Shimon says, I did pay. So in such a case as the Shah, he mentions the shame. So the Tikrat Rumah asked him. So he says, in such a case you cannot collect. When do we say Chazok in the Priya money is the way I can collect? Only if there is a tiny body of the Tevea. But if the Tevea himself has no tiny body, so then he cannot collect. Why? Because we cannot collect on the basis of whom the net has opened the Rebbe's money. It's a loch of $9 million. Bezdin can only render its tagdin on the basis of the Agoda Tevea. But the reason as to why money with the Yotcho, and he says for right with his money, so the Tevea can collect, is because besides in the Mnemonides, besides Mnemonides of Eidez, there is also a loch of Mnemonides of Valdor. So there are so many aloches which determine when is it a Vea Nemon, when is it a Nitma Nemon, all kinds of aloches. Now let's see, what's the aloche of Kiver Hakel? Kiver Hakel is Poter. Why is the Kiver Hakel Poter? Because the Kiver Hakel has Nemonis, it's not Baldomo. So that's the reason as to why one man Doma says, Bori Lishemo, Bori Odi, because then there is no time is Bori by the Nitma. So the Tevea is Nemon. How is Nemon? On the basis of his timing. We passed in Borei Shemo, love Borei Odi. But in Idea and Praticho, we also passed in that Borei Odi, if it were Idea and Praticho. Why? So, why? Because there is a Cheskas Chei. So the halacha is that the word that the Tevea is saying, time is Borei, so has the money. If it is collaborated by the Cheskas Chei. So it's based upon the halacha of the money of time of Baldur. So that's why we say monu yotcho, and he says provide yourself money, so the Tevea can collect. But if the Tevea himself is saying tani shemo, so then the Shach mentions the shittas rishenu that he cannot collect. Why? Because then there is no time is boy. Why? Because in the Nemonides, besides the Nemonides of Eidin, there is also the Nemonides of Valdomo. And But for Bezdin to render its Abdin on the basis of the Choches, extraneous Choches, that Bezdin cannot do. So the reason as to why Mili is effective is because of the mnemonics of time. So in other words, so this is the shite. So the shite of faces is that in the mnemonics, so Bezdin can only render its Abdin either on the basis of mnemonis of Hades, or on the basis of mnemonis of time of Babylon. But not on the basis of the Choches Zodiyah. So Mele, Achoyes, is the Choches Zodiyah. But it's because Akosu, from our Pishnai Meidin, Yochum Dovo. Whereas the basis read holds that where there is a Choches Zodiyah of general application, so then Bezdin can render its Agdin even without Agadah Hades. Our Pishnai Meidin Yochum Dovo means that, and in Dechot there's no mnemonis. But if there is a Choches Zodiyah, then Bezdin can render it's a thing. That's the sheet of the Tesis 3, and Tesis is Chilk and the Chite. Because it's no Yechochet, and Yechochet is no Yechochet. Mitzadeides is not Nemon, so Mil it's no Yechochet. There is no Yechochet. Because one person can lie. Two aid in the Torah believe, and one aid in the Torah didn't believe. So I know name, two goyim, and I give me 1,000 goyim. It's no Yechochet. Achoyes is a Yechochet. Because Achoyes from Aranav Shai. But by the Dechot, there is no undene that he certainly says the truth. Not an undene of general application. It could be that Bez knows this person is such an honest man, he wouldn't lie. But that's not considered a Yechochet. A Yechochet must have general application. But if it has no general application, that's not even considered a Yechochet.
Why can't be let's say someone the other person gave it to him, and he's backed up by
Aristotle,
so
both people
probably. Why
is the right thing? But the Shtamatoni is not the Shtamatoni, it's a piece of paper, that's all. It's not the Shtamatoni. Shtamat requires aid, and the goy is not an aid. So true or not true, he's not an alien. No, Miga is a chocher, but a star could not become valid as a star for Miga. In order that a star should become valid as a star, then it's much said. Eat it. I've got to say this. All right. Now, all right.
Yeah? The
Well, that's Tulishin is Miga Mora. I mean, there has nothing to do with taste, right?
Tulishin. Tulishin.
All right, so the other wash in the Sweden Stamatoni is good, so it's because Dine Malchus Adine. So it's not because of Star, because the Malchus says so. So it becomes, so in other words, you can enforce it because that's the fiat of the Malchus, not because of Star. Yes?
Would that be a Star Rai by Gavisha Marshall? And she wants to get married, I mean, Star Rai, but yes.
You mean she has two gifts, you mean?
She lost her first gift and she has her second gift.
Yeah.
So the Baal writes her second gift, only in the Shtarayah, because the Kriyas was done by the first gift. And then she goes elsewhere.
In other words, she had a gift.
She had a gift,
but she lost it. And then Achores gave her a second gift. In other words, that she had a good gift.
Right.
Whether it could be, it was, well,
no,
because we see from the Shemi, that just as Gabi Momenes, there is a law of Shnai in Yochudovor, and this you cannot render it Sardin, and on the basis, let's say, of the fact that Bez knows if it's not based upon it, I'm going to say this, so the same law applies to Dovah Shebe'ala too. So in other words, it's also to Shnai in Yochudovor. So when Bez cannot render it Sardin to an issue that she's allowed to get married, even if Bez knows that she was divorced. But without, I'm going to say that Bez Din cannot render Sardin to the issue that she is allowed to get married. So maybe the certificate is just a certificate executed by a boy. Assuming, what is it?
The Baal writes it.
What do you mean Baal writes it? Sabyode?
I know, I mean, he asked the choice
to... So she wouldn't be allowed to get married, even though she has the eye of a boy, because Gabigayosh in 2 is the Dovah Shebe'alvo, so there is a local of Kishnai Meir Yochudovo. That's the reason as to why I mentioned that once in a year. Why some Rishayim say that Eidechot, by Mez Bailo, so it's a Takonet Chachomim. Midiraisa, she's not allowed to get married. What does it mean? The Chachomim were Eikeya. So the Chachomim were Eikeya. So there is a Rashi in Shabbos. Which says that the Chachomim were Mafia the Jewish. All right, there is a Rashi in Shabbos. But all the other Rishayim don't say that. So what does it mean when Tetzu says it's Midrabanon? What does it mean? Midraise, she's a Mishishish? No, the answer is, the reason as to why Ms. Bailo and Yachud is named by Ms. Bailo is because it's because Mitzichim HaShach Ma'ato Viseifo, so it can't go to Kroso. So Mele, because of Ishidai to Mitzvei, it's a real Biro. It's a real Rechoche. But what kind of Rechoche is that? It's a Rechoche story. And there, so we have to resort to Akshire. Why? Because not that Akshire is applied on the Yisra Shishish. If we had any Sveikas, maybe the Idechot said a lie, so then the Chachomim wouldn't be matter her to Rimot. The answer is because of the Yechocher of the Umbene, of the Tichim HaShach Ma'ato HaSeifo, of the Shedaiko Mimisere, so we are sure, we take it for granted, that whatever the Idechot says is true, the husband died. So there is no shaila in respect to the Yisrael Shishish. But, true is true. But there is a loch al pishnai meri yokodomo. And the Dovah Shebe'alvo also comes within that this zirta kot pishnai meri yokodomo. That Bezdin cannot render it sagdin except on the basis of Agoda Seides. Agoda Seides means two Eides. So here there was only Agoda by Nezachot, or let's say by Apostle, by Achmisi of Ritume, and ever the Shitcho, whatever it is, and Isha. So how can Bezdin render it sagdin for her to get married? It's a loch of Alpishnai Medin Yochum Dovo. So the Chachomim were Eikeya, the Yisra of Alpishnai Medin Yochum Dovo. So the Akira is respect to the Heter that Bezdin gives her. Because without Akira, so Bezdin wouldn't be allowed with the Raise to render it sagdin that she can get married without Akira. But it's not, the Akira is not Chal on the Yisra Shishish. Because as the Yisra Shishish is concerned, so we have a good Yichoche. So that's the Rabbon. So Menele, in a case where there is a riot that is executed by a Chohet, So she wouldn't be allowed to get married. And that's called, why not? Because there is a law of al Pishnaim and Din Yochim Dodo. But of course, the Yisar is a she wouldn't be there. It would be the, if Bezdin will render a Pshak Din, she's allowed to get married, so Bezdin will be there, the Yisar of al Pishnaim and Yochim Dodo. No other is.
What?
The Western made him from the first get that she wants. No, but Bezdin didn't see it. So when Bezdin renders the Pshagdin, it's not on the basis of Agarakei. Bezdin renders the Pshagdin for her to get married on the basis of the Chocha Vachoy. Now, of course, now Bezdin today will render a Pshagdin of Heter for a woman to get married if, let's say, there is a communique of the High Command that means that person died. Why? Because the Gabi made Bairo. So the Hachomi were materially not say even when the Agode, there is no Agode of Dwayne. So whatever reason it is. But, so Bezdin is allowed to render Yitzhak Din, the Gabi made Bairo. So of course, so Bezdin can render Yitzhak Din to an issue to get married on the basis, let's say, of a communique of the army, you see. Of the army, but where it's a question of Gerashim, then the Chachomim will not matter. So there is a law of Pishnai Midi of the Lord that Bezdin cannot render a Pshag Din to a woman to get married unless there was a God attended. So Achoye, that's a good raya as far as the attending the facts is concerned. But still, it's not either. Is that what I saw him?
Yeah.
Just a moment. What is that? Because it's not a Yehoche. If the Torah didn't say Al Pishnai Meir Yochum Dovo, so even if two even testified, it would be no Yehoche. What kind of Yehoche is that? Why, a person can't lie. People lie 1,000 times a day. But if two even Sheirim testify, so then it's a Yehoche also. We have to be calculated. So if it's two, but if it's one, so if mitzad eides, it's not eides. And mitzad yichoche, it's no yichoche.
Why is
nemonet? Because by Yisurin, and it's yachot, there's nemonet. There's the aloche. There's the zakos. All right. Now, in respect to Rashi, now we explain the Rashi. When Rashi says about Din is Tavon Neach, so Rashi means Din Malchus Adine, because Din Malchus Adine itself is based upon the Aloha of Din. That's why we say Din Malchus Adine. Now, let me explain that time. Now the Rosh means, the Agoy Soshra mentioned something in connection with Rashi, and this is misinterpreted. That the Agoy Soshra says, Vintei Marim Ti Meshe Ve'are Amayu Nehemne Hovad Ve'mar Nafshayim. So, the Goy Soshra is the Kashe. Why is the Ashtar or Ile Bachoy is the Ashtar or Raya? Why is it Zalek? Why? Because they don't say a lie. All right, they don't say a lie. And Meshav Aaron certainly don't say a lie. And still, they are postulated. The Goy Shleim Adi, the Chovim and Tzulim and Atei Roel and the Tam Shem Gazloni. The Hane the Yad, the Hudu and Maren Afshay in Hem. Sefer Achok. Meir Rabi Yaker Oye Meir. The Chovim and Murzokim Shenem Shakronim Shirem Leilus. Gidom Ahoche. Avol Meshav Aaron, אבל מי שבער אין צו אין אטער מיט סם קול. דו מיין ניגל יא האכשער אין קומען ביי דאס, קים שיינע דקלאו אחיך. דו יא דיט ניי 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 האב. די הוכן ניגל שטע קאן קחום מי מוש צייט מיט שטאר זיי באקוי צו יחלי. שיין שיינע ניפ שיינע קאב מאק פינא אלקול שטאר צו באקוי זיין אין די סאל. סו הי זייט, דאט ווען סו גאב יאק דער אין די קאך מא, די אול זיי דאט אנ ניב קאב אין קויז מורד. דאט איז נאט שאַקרן איז קושלי. Well, I mean, and you'll find in so many swarm, that according to Rashi, it goes kosher in the right. You'll find it. But that's an impossibility. I don't care. I mean, who said that? Even if you'll find it in 100 swarm, but if Rashi couldn't say that, and Rabbi Yaka couldn't say it, such a thing that it goes kosher in. It's impossible. So, what is the pshat? He says, David, Yehovim in Psulim Natira, in the Tamshim Gazloni. Is that true? I mean, it's not so. It goes that it says mentions the Gemara in Achelio. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbonon, that the Neved is Ochi, so Neved should be kosher leilus. So we see, but the Goy, we certainly not Ochi, he's certainly postulated because he's not Ochi, so it's every Gemara in Pogeshes, that the Goy is postulated because he's not Ochi. How can Rashi say such a thing, that the Goy is only postulated because he's a Shakran? No, a Goy is postulated, even George Washington himself. They say he didn't lie. I don't know how true that is. But anyway, assuming that it is true, that he never lied. He's supposed to lie there, because he's not Ochi. But the Pshat in Sefer HaChokhmo, the Pshat in Rabbi Yaakov is, he says like this, if the Kichovim ha-murzokim she'en shakronim, so too, Ishem Levi doesn't have, let's say, and to use him as an Eidus by Dushin, so it's not, because he's not an Eidus. And by Shtamaton Levi, he's not an Eidus. But where the purpose is only with Rure, but Ishtore Raye, or Eidus Balpe, where it's with Rure, Eidus Abel Lishakre, so what difference does it make whether he has Ishemed or he doesn't have Ishemed? So true, Biteira Seides, he is not kosher. But let him be kosher, Biteira Sechoche, like Midia, like Hazoke, like Hazoke in Faria Bisermane. Like Hazoke in Faria Bisermane. So Teis, the Shite is, that is, Ikzeres HaKosuv, Al Tishnai, Meidim Yochum Dobo, Best Mastek, on the basis of Agore Seides. And without Agore Seides, there is no Kiabes. There is no Kiabes. But Rabbi Yaakov does not agree with this shit. He says the halacha of Bishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo is that an Eidechot is no biru. But if there is a biru, so it is very clear best without it. But of Bishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo, because an Eidechot is no biru. What kind of a biru is it? He could lie. Two days, he didn't take us to the yesterday in the house. But an Eidechot, we have no exact account of some in the way. There is no biru. And best you can only when the Iqtadin is basically what we value the text. But how the bio took place, whether it's through a Chalishan Eides or through some other Echoche, it doesn't make any difference. So the Meir Rabbi Yaakov says, in the Kichovim, of course, the average goal is a Shakran. As a PMT versus a Shovim, you know, in a Shakran. But if we know that a certain goal is an honest person, he doesn't lie, so he's kosher Eides, not with Tira Seides, not with Tadal Ocher of Eides. But with Tadal Ocher of Echoche, like Liga, like Hazoke, like Hov. So just as Bezdin can collect on the basis of Hazoke and Freya, because money. So let Bezdin collect on the basis that George Washington testifies himself. So it's Echoche, not Eides. But with Tira Echoche, this is what Rabbi Yaakov means. He doesn't mean with Tira Seides. So one second. So then the question arises, Monashia, if there is no aloha of Al Kishnai Mishni Yochum Dovo, that there is Kea Bezdin Dakte when it's based upon Agoreteis. So there could be Kea Bezdin even when it's based on extraneous aloha. So Meshav Aaron should also be able to be Tanabo. True, Meshav Aaron not hated. But let's say if Meshav Aaron comes to Bezdin and they say, we saw that Ruvein borrowed from Shimon $1,000 and this and this that. Let Bezdin render Tzadin and let Bezdin collect from Ruvein on the basis of the Yechore, like Mide. And it's, so actually you could say, maybe Enoch Name, but when the Gemara says Meshav Aaron, I mean I would say it. When the Gemara says Meshav Aaron, Apostle, it means the Apostle of the Terezele. Let's say they are signed on the Shtamatone, so the Shtar is a Chatre Baume. Let's say if they are the Kedushin, so since they are not kosher with the Terezele, so it's like Mikadosh Vilehei. But where the whole purpose is only with Ruvein, so Enoch Name, we can rely on Meshav Aaron too. But Rabbi Yaakov didn't think so. And he says that the Mashmoy is Aloshi, Meshav Aaron. Apostle, it means we cannot be Mikadosh. In other words, so the question is, why is it that we go in an honest man so we can be Mikadosh? So when Bezdin can render it start being, not on the basis of Eidus as such, but on the basis of the Choche, so Meshav Aaron also. So he says, Avo Meshav Aaron, Psuli Minatere Mitamkur. Now what does he mean? Now, there is a special love in the Minyan HaMitzvot. I don't have here the Kibra HaMitzvot, but in the Yodah HaZoko it's also. There is a special love in the Minyan HaMitzvot of Liyum Suavis Albani. Why is it that he goes in honest man so he can be recovered with it? So when Bezdin can render it start being, not on the basis of Eidus as such, but on the basis of the Choche, so Meshav Aaron also. So he says, Avo Meshav Aaron, Psuli Minatere Mitamkur. Now what does it mean? Now, there is a special love in the Minyan HaMitzvot. I don't have here the Kibra HaMitzvot, but in the Yodah HaZoko it's also. There is a special love in the Minyan HaMitzvot of Liyum Suavis Albonim, Ubonim Aloveis. So Liyum Suavis Albonim, Ubonim Aloveis, so is both a Slile and a Azor. You know, there are certain things that are Slile. Let's say, for example, Lanagal is Asidor. So there are some who would say that this is an Azorah too. In other words, his Bezdin meets out the penalty against the Norus. So Bezdin is even allowed the right. But other Hashem would say, no, Lanagal is Asidor is not the Azorah. It's only a Shlile. He's Potter. It's a Shlile. It's not the Azorah. It's not Azor. Now, so we use all this Alboni, we learn now the Psu of Koret from the Posik of the Yom Tzor Alboni. So we had, it's both. It's a Lile, first of all, that the Koret is Potlay. The Din, it is Potlay. And then it's also Azore. It's Azore and Bez, not to be the Kabeil, Edith Faith. So if Bez is the Kabeil, Edith, by training, so then Bez is either love the right. He loved the right. So it's both, it's Lile and Azor. Now, so... You see, Ramites, so the Rambam discusses that... Be'arichet. Now, the Rambam, before every Aroche, he mentions the number of Mitzvot Aseh and Mitzvot Lo Aseh that contain. So before, in the preamble, before the Chassidus, he says, Yesh b'chol shmeinu mitzvah, sholish mitzvot aseh, v'chomish mitzvot lo aseh. So one of the lo aseh is, shelo yoyit koret. And that means, as it appears from the Lashon of the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Yisrael is on Bezdin. Bezdin is not allowed to be mikabel, Edith Frey. It's allowed, but you saw it. So if Bezdin is mikabel, Edith, by training, Bezdin is even allowed to write. But with Abu Goy, we only have a Shlile. There is no law. The Torah doesn't say, with Sheker, he's the Ochi, so we learn out that in order to be kosher as an A, he must be Ochi. A Goy is but like, but is there any law in the Torah not to be mikabel and aided by Goy? There is no aided. So this is what Rabbi Yaka says. Ligabe, now he says, that a Goy is an honest man, so we can be mikabel. He doesn't mean we can be mikabel and aided as we take a Seder. That's absurd. But he means we can be mikabel and aided as we take a Zechore. And there can be chaos Bezdin without Eidus. Like Chazokia, like Mige. So then the question arises, so Meshav Aaron too. Why does the Gemara say Meshav Aaron? We cannot be Mikabel. Let us be Mikabel where it's only for the purpose of Levuah. Let's say in connection with Alboye, Amin Yechira, and so on and so forth. So let us be Mikabel. A Agode by trade by Meshav Aaron on the basis of the Choche. On the basis of the Choche. So he says, because there he says, Meshav Aaron would be possible even when we know that it's true. Why? Because it's a Kovet. In other words, because there is an Isha. There is a last of the Mikabel. So Memele sees there is a last of the Mikabel, so we cannot even be Mikabel, we cannot even be Mikabel as the King of the Kohet. Because the fact is, of course, you could argue with that story. You could say, the love of William Solis Albon is only when Bezdin is Mikabel, then the King of the Kohet. In other words, if Bezdin is Mikabel, then it is just because they said so. Because craving said so, without investigating and cross-examining them. I mean, just because Aiden said so, the craving said so, then there is love. But he basically is Mikabel, not as Aiden, but as a medium of proof, as a Chochet Zoi, after basically investigated them and cross-examined them, then maybe it doesn't come within the love. But Rabbi Yaka disagrees. He holds no. Since there is a love of the Yom Tzomis Albonim, that you're not allowed to be accommodated, so even when Bezdin is Mikabelet on the basis of the Choche, but still they are Mikabelet. Call it under whatever name you want, but they are still Mikabel, so they are even at love. So the Mele, they cannot be Mikabel, they are God of Meshav Aaron either, because even in the case where it's only Livore, because of that love, Mashiachin Gabi Goy, there is no love to the Mikabelet of a Goy. Only Goy is possible, but this is an honest Goy, and we know that it's true. So then we can be Mikabelet, we say that, Yechochet. This is what it means. Avu Meshav Aaron Psuim. And then the Sefer HaChochmah, he says, Yishlim Adil Yichovim Psuim Natero, El Metam Shein Gazlonim. So he also means the same thing. He says, if they're not Gazlonim, they're not Chakronim, so then they're not possible. Why? Because then their testimony is effective. It's a Yechochet. Now it's a Reyes. Yes?
Why is it not
Psuim? What is
that?
Okay. Yeah, he means no. He means psulim means not which they are inadmissible. That's what he means psulim. They are inadmissible by into best. Psulim in the sense that it's inadmissible. Let's say Nikoy is not inadmissible because he's admissible. His testimony is admissible not as Eidus but as the Chochet Zoni. No, but you don't keep every resort to that. I mean, because you mean, like the swore driver, they make possible and there is someone with no angel. Yeah, but you see, you don't have to resort to it. Even if we say that the goy also has a shemaid and the possible angel, but there is no lap to the mikabel. There is no isa to the mikabel. When is there an isa? There is a special lap. So we have a special lap, regabe craving, and we also have a special lap, regabe rosh. In other words, if Bezdin is me, if Bezdin, that's also a lap. If Bezdin is mikabel, edes of the rosh, of the gadlen, for example, so Bezdin is either a lap. So the Rambam has it in the Mila Mitzvah. Shalo yoi balaver. Shalo yoi balaver. So in Achname, let's say if we have a Roshe, if we have a Roshe, who is honest? Let's say he's a Roshe, he's a Chone Leves. Honest he is. We know he doesn't lie, so we're not allowed to be Mikabel. Mache in King David Goy, it's only two. There is no love to be Mikabel in this of a Goy. So if we know, so Rabbi Yaka, if he is, if we know that he's honest, so then, it is admissible, there's the same in the cover, not the Tera say this, but the Tera say Choche, like me, yeah. This is the Pshat in Rabbi Yaakov. Yes,
but don't really understand the Pshat. I mean, when he said later on, he says that the Lola Yerali, because not the Palachicha. I mean, is the Pshat that, you understand?
Well, I didn't want to go into it. I don't know what the Pshat. Maybe the Agoy Soshre understood the Pshat in the Rabbi Yaakov. But he held that if it's not Kosha the Tera say this, so maybe there is no okay of this. Then it is a cause of Shnai Eri Yochindovo. The Bezdin can only render a Pshadin on the basis of a good thing. Not on the basis of a good thing.
What about in a still when Pshadin says there's a
lot
for Bezdin, I mean,
Rabbi Yaakov
learns that there's a
lot
for
Mekabla Eri. No, that's everybody agrees. That's the Rambam also says
there's a lot. What about if they want to give Eidus to save somebody else, to go up to something? They want to give Eidus. That if
they're
Eidus
Nogeya
to somebody, if they give
Eidus
to Bezdin, they'll be able to save somebody.
No, of course, it's in the Bible. There is a loche Gemore in Shwe, Minayim Lidayim Shemit Benayim. Of course, there is a kasha from the Gemore in Shetach, all right, there is a kasha. But it's Gemore in Shwe, Minayim Lidayim Shemit Benayim, Shaloyena Achatech, Viyya Hakula Tolu Bitsalar Eirim, Shenema Midva Shetach Yochok. So what does it mean, Lidayim means like this. Suppose two Eidim come, and they say that the Chofetz Chaim, they saw the Chofetz Chaim where David Ali got. What? And straight in my own chair, even where I got one, he has no tool. He has no tool against them. And they say they saw themselves. Such stories happened already. That the Jews with beards and with the garter and everything came and said that they saw this person with Michal Shabbat. Well, it happened already. It happened to you of this sort. No, so what would be the aloha if two Eidim like that would come and say they saw the Chofetz Chaim? Was Michal Shabbat to Zeila Bidore, they were mastering, they were coming up, oh, everything, but he's there, she's a heche, I mean, no, still everything is fine, so what do we do? We have to take the Chofetz Chaim and say, and without me say, so it's aloha, that if the Dayan feels that there is something wrong, even though he cannot rule, so he's not allowed to be done. That's the aloha of Midrash Shekatiyot. This is aloche of Midrash Shekatir. There was once a rov in Boston, Rav Krieger Olav Hasholem, he was a big Godel. He was a Bokin Shabbos, one of the Galen in America, in his day. He died about over 30 years ago. And he had the machlekes, he saw the butchers. So the butchers manipulated that certain Jews who were considered to be ultra-Orthodox Jews, they came and said, they saw the Rav Krieger did this affair, and Rav Krieger did that affair, all kinds of bullying. So it happened, such stories happen. And even some rabbonim were involved in that filthy conspiracy. So what if two Eidim come and say, we have no soul, no one ever saw these Eidim in the Duele Avera. And they say about the person, Bezdin feels that this person could not have done it. So that's the aloche, minayim lidayim shall be in Eidim, shall yim ha'achat ha'chadim li'akul ha'tol of Tal Arayim, shall never last in the So he's not allowed to be done. So the Mela in such a case, let's say two Eidim will come and will say that a certain person committed a certain avera, and then two Kredis who know that they are lying, and they come to Bezdin and will say, we know that they are lying, and Bezdin knows that these Kredis, even though they are Kredis, but they will not lie. Whereas in regard to the other two, even though Bezdin is no soul, they feel that they are capable of lying. So such a loche Bezdin will not have to be recovered. Then the love of Luyum Sovis Albonim will not apply, because then it's a loche of Midrash Shekatiyoho.
It's not by the Poshot, it's not by the Bombay.
What is that? No.
No.
He flies into the woman. You see, the Shita Sarambam is that Bezdin can even be made to woman on the basis of woman. That's the Shita Sarambam. In other words, the thief would say, the Misha comes to Bezdin and says that this person borrowed money and the dyer knows that this issue wouldn't lie, so Bezdin can, as the woman, render it sardin that she's not here to pay, it's based upon the Gemore. The moral subjects of Pratid Rafrizde were basically relied upon her testimony, right? But they knew that she would Pratid Rafrizde wouldn't lie. So the Rosh is Chilik. So the Rosh is Chilik, where is according to the Rambam? So basically can act on the basis of Udene. So according to the Rosh, basically can act. But in case where, let's say, a woman would say something, according to which the aide who testifies against someone in the moment is lying, so then even the Rosh will agree that he has to be misalik himself. That dying, if he trusts the woman, so really he has to be misalik himself because of the Rosh of Mizvash Keter Tirchet. The Shita of the Rambam means that by the moment, so best he can even be rendered psagdin. I explained in Bolbaspe, I explained the Shita of the Rambam on the basis of the moment of Baldovo. It doesn't mean now that the Sina says the Kashim. How can the Rambam say that the dying can render its sardin on the basis of Udene? Udene couldn't be better than seen than Mamish Rebadez, and still the Gemara in Shem says that he's Bezdin so Belailo, that they saw Alvoye Belailo, so then Bezdin cannot render its sardin unless Bezdin itself becomes an Ades before another Bezdin. So the question is, but he is Bezdin telling us something on the basis of Udene, so when Bezdin saw at night, it's not worse than Udene, that's the Sivet Kasher, that's the Lama. So the Teret is, because by Edes, there is, by moment, besides the Mones of Edes, there is also a Locher of the Mones of Baldov. So in the Negle, that's the Shimon Lama. If, let's say, Ruben will say to Shimon, you borrow from me $1,000, and Shimon will say, Ladam, and the Mishor and the Koren, whom Bezdin trusts very much and Bezdin knows, but we're not going to treat it, that she wouldn't lie, says that she saw herself that Reuven did borrow from Shimon, I mean that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $1,000, so we have a time it's borrowed by Reuven. We have a time it's borrowed by Reuven that Shimon borrowed from $1,000. And this time it's borrowed, but of course Shimon is kivrach, so ordinarily without any Udene, so that Allah is the mitzvah has no money, if it's kivrach. Not a Tereya, but in the case where there's an Idechod or a Korev or a Nisho, whom Bezdin knows that in this Idechod, this Korev wouldn't lie, so that Udene collaborates the time of Reuven, so then Bezdin can render it Sagdin, not on the basis of Udene alone, but on the basis of the monet of time of Aldovo.
Right.
Yes.
I understand. According to this
kind of the problem,
they are intrinsically possible.
They are intrinsically possible. They are but then the question arises: let the agoda be admissible if they are special kind of place, like Mishav Ah, where we know that they don't lie. Let it be admissible not the tira seides, but the tira sechote. So the answer is because there is a love of the use of the talbonim. So the main event you cannot even be mikabel the tira sechote. So in other words, so the love of Yom Shavuot Abonim implies that even the Teres Echochet Bezdin cannot admit it. You see, it cannot be recovered. But of course, from the Rambam apparently it would be chilek on that chicken. According to the Rambam, so the love of Yom Shavuot Abonim only implies that Bezdin cannot be recovered with the Teres Echochet. But the Teres Echochet Dodis, Bezdin can be recovered. But then Bezdin will have to examine it, not just as it is. Examine it. In face of the circumstances, do they say the truth, do they appear to say the truth or not? But the love of the use of the Sabonim of being Mikabal is only when Bezdin is Mikabal as the Rasidus as such. For I, because the Rambam says, in Perek of Dalet, of Lucha Sanhedrin, where he mentions the Aloha of Undene, that if he dying, let's say that if he dying has the Undene, that is certain correct, will not lie, so then he can render it Sagdin on the basis of the testimony given by Korah. And we explain it on the basis of what? Because it's not B'tirat Eides. It's because it's on the basis of the Mnemonis of Tainel Baldov. So in other words, in the Tainel of the Tevea is collaborated by the Hagode of Israel's Korah, as to whom the dying has an internet. That Korah wouldn't lie, so then Bezdin can be Mikabeil. But the question of I received the Rambam and agreed with the sheet of Rabbi Yach. Did the rabbi of him so without going into why the business is not allowed to be Mikabel? How God is called, regardless whether it is Mikabel of the Gerakedes or it's Mikabel of the Teras, the Chore. So maybe it should follow the theme when Bezni is Mikabel, that God is saying this, as a Kavabla thing, as something that Kavabla is the time of Valdomo, it should also be even a trap. So why does the Rambam say that in such cases where the Zion is an Unden and the Korach says the truth, so then Bezni can render its Sardin on the basis of the Tainas Bori of the Tereya, inasmuch as the Tainas Bori of the Tereya is collaborated by the Korach. So in other words, it's not the Terasaydes that Bezni is Mikabel the Korach, Agor the Korach, but the Tera, the Choche, like Nige, like Hazoke is the name of Mane, but there is a law. So we see that the Rambam is Chelik and Rabbi Yata. Rambam holds, true, there is a love of the use of the Salbonim, but that love only implies that we cannot be Mikabel, the Hagodah of the Korach, the Terasaydes. But where we are Mikabel, it's not the Terasaydes, but as the collaborating circumstances, something that collaborates the time of the Balbomo, and then Bezni renders the Sagdin not on the basis of Eilis, but on the basis of Tainas Valdomo, so then Bezni is allowed to do that. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yachia, even if they assumed that Bezni wouldn't be allowed to be Mikabel, to be Mikabel there, according to the Torah.
What difference
does it make? As long as we see, you see, as long as Monash, even the case where it's based upon the Monash of Tainas Valdomo, so Bezni can be Mikabel, so that means that the Nisar of Yom Shabbos Albonim, the Bezni of Mikabel, is only to applies to a case where Bezni is Mikabel the Eidus, but Tera Seides. So maybe in case where Bezni is Mikabel the Eidus, not the Tera Seides, but the Tera Sechoches Dodi, the law shouldn't apply either. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Yaakov says that it does apply.
So
that means he doesn't admit them just because they say so, but because Bezni examined all the circumstances and Bezni realizes that they tell the truth. So it's like admitting it Bitera's Tainas Valdomo, as collaborating, as something that collaborates with Tainas Valdomo. What do you mean it means? So we see that the Rambam is Chilik and Rabbi Yaakov. The Rambam holds, and from the Rosh of the Rambam it's Mashma, that the love is only Shayach if we are Mikablet Bitera's Eid. All right, we'll leave it here right now. So this is the last year, and then the next year will be a week from Thursday, and the Prime will be given on all the Gemore from the Hayom Beis. It will be given on the Sunday, a week from this coming Sunday, the first Sunday after we return. So that means, but there'll be a shir on Thursday before, and the Prime will be given on all the Gemore from Isma B'Sikamon Eitnele until, well, I don't know, either until the mission of Kogeshish or Kusi, or until the mission of Kol HaShtoreh or Yibach or Yibach or Yibach. Or until Rav Shimon Eimer, I don't know. No, the Gemara, the last Gemara, dealt with the Braise, it says, the Shreif et Ochim Shom, the Gnosis of Rabbonim, and Chazir Erev Meir Ba'avo. The Gemara asked, he says, the Gnosis of Rabbonim, why doesn't the Braise mention other things that are coming to get the notion of Shifur Avori? So, first the Gemara asked the Kashe, why doesn't it mention Mishmol, why doesn't it mention Mechubah? So the Gemara at first said that the Braise only enumerate things that are Mdrabonim, through the Rabonim, but not the Raise. Now, Mishmol, Mechubah, that's the Raise. So the Gemara asked, but Achoyes is mentioned, that Achoyes is possible by the notion of Shifur Avori, and that's possible with the Raise, so we see that the Braise mentions so with the Raise that are coming to the Gnosis Rabbonim also. The Gemara said that when the Braise mentions Achoyes, it is reference, first of all, it goes according to the Rabbeinu, the Sirikar, and it's reference to the case where the Aryan is here. But the Goyish is just the Arvei Yechzim. So it's only possible with Rabbonim because of the Goyish Mitech. But the Raise, the Braise doesn't mention. That's why it doesn't mention Mishmon Mechubah. The Gemara the Kashet, but since Rav Shimon goes according to Rav Leizer, this Masha Talikame does not agree with Rav Leizer, so Gemara says Talikame also agrees with Rav Leizer. But the Talikame, the Machlekes in Talikame and Rav Shimon is whether we apply the Psu of Mizuyah from Teichei by Shemis Mivo. So the Talikame holds that even the name of the Goyim are obviously non-Jewish names, so it couldn't be Michle, so still, it's possible in the Rabbanon. So in other words, so the price has reference to a case where the Nisire and the Goyish judges have Shemis Mivokim, so according to, so by the notion of Rabbanon, it's possible in the Rabbanon, because the Mizuyah Dich, and Rav Shimon says, it's kosher in the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara has the Kashe, but the price is Chedir Rav Meir, Barbo, so what is the fourth item that is in which Dinoshim Shechavodim are common in respect to Chazor, according to Rav Meir. So by the Dinoshim Shechavodim, we can be Chazor. And that's the right, so then the Gemara is the Teres, Kikoton and Yusel Eser, Bikdushin, Yusel Eser, Bikdushin, Loikoton. It only mentions things that are only peculiar to Dinoshim Shechavodim, which are not common to Gdushin. Mashenkein and Mechuber and Lishmo, that is not only peculiar to Gnosis Shechavodim. The Psul of Lishmo and the Psul of Mechuber, Shalom Lishmo and the Psul of Mechuber applies to Shtar Gdushno. So then the Gemara is the Kashe. So the Teretz of the Gemara is that Kiketone Psul is the Rabbono and the right of Ketone falls off. So what is the Teretz? Milted is a big Gdushno. So the Gemara is the Kashe of Chazor and Gufe is a big Gdushin, because by Gdushin too, he can be Chazeya. So then the Gemara answers, "Bishlichas Balko or Begir Hashnisim Bishmaaser." There is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis in the Pshat. So the final teretz of the Gemara is that the Braita, too, the Braita mentions the Raises, but even though the Braita mentions the Raises also, but it only mentions those characteristics that are peculiar to Gidnoshim Shechavodim and which are not common to Gdush. Now, so there is a very long Rashi. Now, how did it turn to the Kashi? So it turns to the Kashi of Shalim Lishmo and Mechuber, because that's not limited after the Gidnoshim Shechavodim. It applies to Gdushin also, so it doesn't mention. How, so now, how is it that it mentions Achoyes? Now, Achoyes should apply to Gdushin also? And still it mentions Achoyes. So we have to say that when the writer mentions Falash Dora Seyud Achoyes Lulchavim, so Kshen and Kutubim and Shavodim, so he does have reference a little bit of Rav Leizer and to a case where they are Eden Yisire, but Goyish and Georges are Eden Yisire, so by the notion of Shavodim is possible. Why is it possible? We do it from the Yechei, because of Dil Meote, the Mishnachalaye, so in such a case, by Gushin it wouldn't be possible, because by Gushin we don't have to be afraid Dil Meote, the Mishnachalaye. What will be the takole? I mean, the Muslim is like, in other words, to come to another bezin and she'll show the star, and the star, and the star has what? Goyish Yedichsime, and the other bezin, and the Messira will not come before the other bezin. So what will the other bezin say? That she's allowed to live with him, so it's not such a takole. So according to the final tenets of the Gemara, the item of Kol HaShtoreh Shoyim is Bachoyish Yedichovim has to be applied to what case? To a case where the Arid Misire and the Arid Echsime, Goy. So it's possible by the Gdushin Shechavodim in the Rabbon. And by Gdushin, it's not possible. That's why it's mentioned. Because if there are no Arid Misire, just Arid Echsime, so then it's possible with the Raisa Gdushin Shechavodim. So by Gdushin, it's also possible with the Raisa. And Milton is the Gdushin Loikotone. So even though the Gemara falls off, the Teretz of Tikotone, Psoe, the Rabbon, the Raisa Loikotone falls off, but we still have to apply the item of Kol HaShtoreh Shoyim is Bachoyish Yedichsime Lichovim to a case where there are Eden Misire. Because otherwise, if there are no Eden Misire, so it's possible with the Raise, and it's possible by Gdushin also, and that which is possible by Gdushin also, the Raise doesn't change. Alright, now, the Raise. For a Gatsina, let's take a look at the Gdushin. For a Gatsina, let's take a look at the Gdushin. For a Gatsina, let's take a look at the Gdushin. For a Gatsina, let's take a look at the Gdushin. For a Gatsina, now, first of all, we have here a Gemara Mishmoreshes, that the Psul of Mechuber applies to Shtar Gdushin. Is an ambish dog wishing, just to be up some base of voice, and the shachir, is kesha vayali yitzi. Aber before an echtav, lesa bidus. Did I count to the rabbon and baal me, bidus. Dil me was in baal, me are er uposol. Uposol. Veit kusi nami ni kosha bidus. Da hai di achshere. Bidus, now, so, now it's mentioned among the various items, so it's mentioned, kogachesho et kusi. Now that too, that too has to be something peculiar to Gnosis Rabotim, it should not apply to Gdush. So why doesn't it apply to Gdush? So it's the Rashi explains, because the whole reason is why the Gatisha and Shichar Shtar Shichu, Shigeshel of Eid Kusi, is kosher, is because of the Takone of Eid Aget Chesim of Zebet Lizeh. That's a Takone that is peculiar to Gatisha and Shichar Rabotim. That Takone does not apply to Gdush. Abu for an Echtav, let's be Gdush. It's a come to the Rabbanim Baumi, that's why for an Echtav is mentioned. Because that does not apply to Gush. You can't say, Rabbon and Baalmi begitten, you must say, Baalmi or Possele. Weit kutsi name ne kosher begushin. Da hai da achshu begitten, antanu kamen, da get noch wissen, so beze, ma schenke bishoshkore. Va achoyis name lehte begushin, heche dike de misiri Yisroel. Des get bishichu, di galtrin, und diu mozul und nitzmach alaie. Und ma zirchin only get achine. Aber begushin kibi de reise, mikudeshes, mishu meid misire. Yamate in mikudeshes, shagis es jesitlo alno. So in other words, so on the contrary, the Chachomim had a good reason. Not to Possele. Not to battle it, because after all, Midrash says she is Mikodesh. So, if the Chachomim would say, any Mikodesh, so then a Chachomim might result from that, you see. Alright, now the mission. Kol Getshi Eishlof Kuit Kutsi Potl, Chutz Mikit Enoshim Vishichu Rabot. Maise Sheiziru Lepnei Rab Gamliel Ikfa Asnoye, Getisho Vhoyo Eido Vinikusim Vihirsi. So every star, get means star, every star that has even one eight a pussy is possible. Not only both eight a pussy, but it's just one eight is a pussy. So it's possible. Chutz migitinoshi shechavodi. So migitinoshi shechavodi means there is only one eight a pussy sign, and the other one is Yisrael Gomu. So then it is possible. Maizhi shivuza gira am gamliel has to get isho vayda vayda pussy vayda. Well, am gamliel has his own shita, even if both. The more expensive than his bow is akut. Now Rashi says, it's kusi posu, dichshida ayi deshekha. Dichshida ayi deshekha. Chutz vikri noshim for the Gemara, so why? Because the Gemara applies the Mishnah according to Rav Lezer, and Rav Lezer holds, that Rav Lezer, he said, matas kusi dachshurom, if he shen tzim, you can eat it. So Mele, even if it's kosu, and Arabic book, so it's still they are choshu, because in Kiel they can eat it. So maybe they are choshu than in the Shekato. They are choshu than in the Shekato. So that's why it's possible. But by Getisho, if there is one Kuti and one Yisrael Gomu, so because of the Takone, again, Chesim Zeus Neze, so we know that the Yisrael Gomu, the other witness, the Yisrael Gomu, would not have attached his signature to the get unless he knew that